Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We, of course, are covering the war in Ukraine very, very closely, bringing you as much information all throughout the show every single day as we possibly can. Joining us right now is Olesya Laubser, who's president of the Ukrainian Association of South Africa. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to you and to all the listeners. Well, I'm doing well under circumstances, I think. We are coping.
Absolutely. Terrible, terrible circumstances indeed. Could you ever have imagined that it was going to get to this?
No. I think not me, not anybody in the world could have imagined that it will go, you know, things like that would unfold. It took all of us by surprise.
And the amazing thing is, and we were talking about it a little bit earlier, that even when Russia moved their troops to the border, there was still a sense of us in us that said, nah, it must be posturing, it must be showing aggression in order to negotiate something. He would never do it. Nobody just, yes, in today's age, just marches into another democratic country. It's unheard of. It's unimaginable.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nobody, not nobody, but a lot of people didn't take it seriously as a threat of war, exactly. And that's why it came as a complete surprise. You know, in modern age where we think we live in democratic society and a lot of international instruments are developed to keep peace, and we suddenly have one country coming and taking over completely in military force, you know, completely taking it over. So, yes, it was unimaginable for us. And now other people have to live through it.
Absolutely. So you're the president of the Ukrainian Association of South Africa. Obviously, your members are closely connected with Ukraine and with people there. This must be a time of tremendous anguish for many of your family, friends, yes, and associates.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And me personally, we all have Ukrainian roots and Ukrainian family, you know, friends staying in Ukraine. So it is absolute anguish for us. And also, you know, to be so far away, not to know what is happening, that's probably even worse than being there.
What's the communication like?
It all depends. Communication was very good. Obviously, for that, you need internet connection. But if the cities are under siege or if there is active battles happening, so communication is disrupted then, and obviously that creates even more anxiety among our members.
Yeah. Do we know at this point how much of Ukraine is in Russian hands? Because it's quite difficult from the news and from the reports to get a real sense of the situation.
Yes. You know, last evening I was in the like a global meeting about that, and we had military expert who was giving us feedback, and it was, I think, just on that day. So from what we understand, Russia has control over Kherson, one of the cities, and the rest of the cities in Ukrainian hands.
Incredible.
But obviously quite a few cities are almost like in a siege position, you know, and battles are happening. So it is more east of Ukraine is happening, and obviously a big drive towards Kiev, which is capital of Ukraine, from what I understand, big drive of the forces. But west of Ukraine is more peaceful, though there were some bombardments happening, and that's the part of the country that is receiving big amount of refugees.
Incredible. And it's just really remarkable that even when it began, I don't think that anybody thought that Ukraine would be able to stand up to this beast the way that it has. But the resilience, the strength of leadership of the people of Ukraine, and many parts of the world standing up and saying this is just, you know, offering as much, whatever they can offer in terms of love and support, and I mean, not enough arms yet, but hopefully that'll still get there. But it's remarkable what Ukraine is achieving.
Absolutely, you know, and I want perhaps to mention that, you know, Ukraine in modern terms was quite a known country till recently. But we have very ancient and deep roots and very proud spirit. It is unfortunate that was taken over, you know, by other countries and by other empires, and we were ruled over. But now it shows that our true spirit and our true identity and resilience, you know, that shows, that conflict shows who we really are, you know, united, strong, and spirited people, and we can stand up to anybody and anything.
It's really absolutely incredible that this is that but sad and tragic nevertheless. Yes. It shouldn't have had to come to this. Let's just talk about the South African government response. We've spoken about it on the show many times. I've written articles. I think it is an absolute disgrace. I think South Africa standing on the wrong side of history. But that's the official stance. What is happening with allowing visas to be more readily available to Ukrainians to be able to take safe haven here in South Africa?
Well, their situation is completely tragic from point of view how South African government responded to it. First of all, South African embassy is evacuated from Ukraine, from Kiev. So there is no point where to apply for Ukrainian for visa. The office is closed. Secondly, if Ukrainians are crossing the border to another country and they try to apply for visa to come to South Africa because maybe they have relatives here, you know, a daughter or a son, to stay in safe haven, they are even refused a tourist visa. They say that first they need to receive asylum status in the country that they cross the border, which takes obviously a few months or years, and only after that they will be able to apply for tourist visa to South Africa, which is absolutely tragic. So we have a few people, you know, who are in different countries and would like to come to South Africa, but at the moment it is not possible. We did write a petition to Department of Foreign Affairs and address that issue as well. We're also working with the lawyers in that matter, but at that moment we do not have any response or any instrument that would ease the way for Ukrainians to come. Not to mention that there is no refugee status offered or humanitarian visa, nothing of that kind.
Do you think that that is political? In other words, do you think that if it was Cuba, if it was one of South Africa's other friends, that they would have made a quicker plan?
I would think so. I would think so. It is quite political, yes, because there is no way why that door, even, you know, for simple citizens to come to South Africa would be completely closed.
So does that mean or has pressure been placed on government? Is are they being pressured to relook at
they,
and what's
yes.
the, yeah?
They have been pressured, as I said. We wrote a petition to them and we're working through lawyers, but at the moment we do not have response from them.
Wow. It's very, very concerning and very disheartening that South Africa has chosen, very quite deliberately chosen, this route that it's taking. Is it impacting on the feelings of the members of your association towards South Africa and towards government?
Well, you know, we need to take it for what it is. We try to convey our messages and work with the government, you know, only in the legal field and legal means. So we do organize peaceful protests in a few cities, in Cape Town and in Pretoria and another cities, and we do petitions. So we do what we can do to for South Africa government at least to look at it, yeah, to pay attention to those issues. But yeah, so we need to have some kind of working relationship, obviously. Yes, and we are guests here in this country. We understand it clearly.
Yeah, and unfortunately being made to feel like guests more and more. But it's very, very concerning and very frustrating. Olesya Lapsa, President of Ukraine Association of South Africa, thank you for speaking to us. Keep up the good work, and we're going to definitely check in with you again to hear how it is going and what progress has been made.